Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy told lawmakers late Monday he wants to work with them to make Alaska
the most pro-life state in the country,
with policies supporting families and making the state an affordable and desirable place to live.
Kids are a blessing, and they shouldn't be viewed as a burden. But we all have to accept that raising a family today is more challenging than many of us were growing up.
The Republican told a joint session of the legislature during the first State of the State speech of a second term. He cited inflation and housing, food, energy costs, which he said were
making people think twice about growing their family or even starting one.
He said if policymakers are successful, they will enact policies reducing the cost of living, addressing health care options, and helping create jobs with wages that can support families. Alaska Supreme Court has interpreted the state's constitution's rights to privacy as encompassing abortion rights. Dunleavy said lawmakers have a chance this session to change the course of Alaska's history. He urged action on a range of initiatives, including legislation aimed at crime and public health, and efforts to promote the state, which he called a resource powerhouse. The speech, delivered a week into the new legislative session, also touched on familiar themes for Dunleavy, who in November became the first Alaska governor since 1998 to win back-to-back terms. Those included fighting against federal actions seen as slow or delaying energy development projects. He also touted what he saw as success of his first term, such as passage of legislation aimed at improving reading skills for students and the payment of $3,284 to residents last fall, representing a combination of the yearly dividend from the state's oil wealth fund and a special energy relief payment. The checks were approved by lawmakers last year when oil was around $115 a barrel. More recently, North Slope oil has been in the $80 a barrel range. Dunleavy is proposing a dividend of around $3,860 this year. Republican Senate President Gary Stevens has expressed concerns that the amount is too high, given obligations for other state services. The Senate majority has expressed interest in addressing education funding and retirement and retention issues for teachers. The 20-person Senate is controlled by a bipartisan coalition of 9 Democrats and 8 Republicans. The 40-member House has a 23-member Republican-led majority that includes 2 rural Democrats and 2 rural independents. 2 House Republicans, Representative Louise Stutes and David Eastman, are not in the majority or minority. Dunleavy, in his address, sounded an upbeat tone and said he was optimistic about the start of the new session.
Because I believe that what we do now, in the next 4 months, will set Alaska's course not just for the next 4 years, but for the next 50 years and beyond.
December's job count was up 2.1% from December 2021, an increase of 6,400 jobs. Nearly all industries recorded growth, but most remain below pre-pandemic levels. Overall, Alaska had 4,900 fewer jobs than in December of 2019. Over-the-year gains were largest in leisure and hospitality, up 1,800 jobs. Transportation, warehousing, and utilities up 1,800, primarily in transportation, and local government up 800, all in the public education. State government was down 600 and manufacturing down 300 were the only two industries down over the year. State government recorded small losses in multiple departments. Manufacturing employment in Alaska is primarily in seafood processing and changes considerably on a monthly as well as yearly basis according to the harvest season, catch, and available workforce. December is the lowest employment month. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 4.3% in December, down from 4.5% in November, and the comparable U.S. rate was 3.5%, down from 3.6%. Find the full details and graphs on the story at RadioKenai.com. And read more news of the Kenai in Alaska at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.